Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
So just close out. I mean, there's so many aspects to this story that it's worth spending a full hour on at this point. Not only do you have the war in Ukraine and the various deceits that have brought us to the brink of World War III, you've got the attacks on, I mean, it just runs the gamut, right? It's America carrying out these attacks overseas with total impunity, totally vicious. It exposes, you know, the lie of climate change and environmentalism when these people are willing to do this and suffer no cost. And the green people, the climate extremists don't even bat an eye on this. I mean, it exposes everything. It contributes to the shutdown, deindustrialization of Europe that's going on at an extremely rapid pace. Shows the methods by which the mainstream media, in cooperation with the intelligence agencies, run these psyops and cover-ups. There's a lot in this one story. There's a lot of paths to take, all diverging from this one event. And just finishing up here, again, the story of German deindustrialization is one of the biggest crimes of this century. In July of 23, German companies reduced production by 11%. Dark clouds continue to hang over the industry. German industrial production, you can see a collapse in 2020, but followed by a equally significant but more sustained collapse 2022, following the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline and the sanctions, leading to, now published in August 2024, 4 in 10 German manufacturers eye moving abroad on energy costs alone. So forcing them out by restricting their access to energy, which Nord Stream was obviously a big part of. And you even have this published yesterday. German steelmakers are caught in a tightening trap. Sector's green transformation is a threat to competitiveness. So again, whether it's a terror attack, a false flag, or World Economic Forum policy operating as intended, the deindustrialization of Europe continues at a pace justified by supposedly defending democracy. We're going to move on to political news. First, here's the latest Freedom Tune. Let's watch.
Meet your new Democratic nominee, Kamala Harris.
Why would you nominate her? Wasn't she the border czar over all of this?
She was never the border czar.
The border czar.
Don't you have all these articles saying she was in this document from Congress.gov?
No. You are forgetting that she was the border czar.
You're forgetting it.
Oh, fine. Okay. Well, what about this bail fund for rioters in 2020 that she promoted?
She never donated to a BLM bail fund.
Ow. I literally have her tweet promoting the exact bail fund right here.
No, you do not.
She said we have to defund the police.
No, she didn't.
What? It was like her whole platform.
No, it wasn't.
You're denying things we all saw. There are records.
No, there aren't.
She was ranked a single most liberal senator in the country.
No, she was not.
You can't gaslight voters into...
Kamala Harris is conservative.
What?
She was ranked the most conservative senator.
How can you erase her entire history?
I can imagine what will be unburdened by what... Brat. It's Brat Summer in the coconut tree.
Terminally online homosexuals.
Good luck.
The latest Freedom Tunes on Rumble. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. You keep my
hands on myself. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Running new psyops. They're suggesting new horrifying, terrible policy that we'll all suffer from. Somehow they can't see this. Clearly drumming up war with Russia to a greater degree. We'll talk about politics here. Take your calls throughout this hour as well. I do want to remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here, which is obviously just tell you the truth about what's happening next. Making it to where you don't have to be led around by the nose by these people. You don't have to suffer as a normie waking up today and being fooled by the Wall Street Journal and thinking the Ukrainians, a ragtag group of Ukrainian, what's a good, scoundrel? I guess scoundrel is the best word, right? Lovable rogues. It's just nice. It's nice knowing that because of our effort, at least some portion of people, instead of going, oh my gosh, oh wow, what a crazy story. I can't believe this is true. Wake up and look at the headlines and just go, yeah, right. Yeah, right. I know the truth. No, we're inoculated. We're vaccinated. We're delivering vaccines against misinformation here. So I'm happy as Harrison Smith, MD, Dr. Harrison, providing little vaccines for the upcoming disinformation, for the plagues of disinformation that we suffer under. And you don't have to always respond to it. You can be inoculated against this by having a proper and well-informed worldview. The lies they tell just sort of bounce off your immune system. It's amazing. So support us in this mission by going to InfoWarsStore.com. It's the only place that we get funding. It's the only way that we can continue to do what we do. Help us to stand up against the New World Order. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get a fantastic product. 25% off Bodies, 40% off vitamin C plus zinc. Bodies is a fantastic product. I really cannot suggest that one more for anybody, really. But I mean, especially if you have aches and pains from exercise or an active lifestyle, it's fantastic. Or if you are a human being subject to the ravages of time, Bodies has a lot that it can help you with. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. Make a purchase. Keep us on the air and in the fight. Let's talk about what we all really need to be worried about. You thought monkeypox was bad. You thought bird flu was going to kill us all. Well, a third animal has entered the zoo. The sloth. Terrifying sloth fever virus has spread to humans with 19 victims in Europe so far. And now experts warn we should be worried. This could become unstoppable. Pretty epic, huh? It's like all the headlines today are they're all vying to be the opening shot in a post-apocalyptic movie. it could become unstoppable. A debilitating virus originating in sloths and spread by insect bites, including midges and mosquitoes, has been reported for the first time in Europe. The Oropouche. The Oropouche virus has been reported in 19 people in the last 2 months, according to the European Center for Disease Control. 12 were reported in Spain, 5 in Italy, and 2 in Germany. There's no vaccine for the disease, which originates in pale-throated sloths, non-human primates, and birds. Experts say the virus comes from the same family of diseases as the Zika virus and dengue, which are both potentially deadly. Telltale signs of Oropouche include headaches, nausea, vomiting, and muscle and joint pain. Oh, but look how cute they are. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it so interesting how for 100 years, humanity globalizes, intermixes, experiments, not a single global pandemic. Not a single outbreak of a novel new disease really worth mentioning. I mean, you had a bird flu scare or a swine flu scare or a mad cow disease scare every couple of years, but nothing even remotely approaching what would be considered an emergency global pandemic, even half of what COVID was. Isn't it interesting that for 100 years we go without one of these things? Then one crops up suddenly, just got to be the biggest coincidence in the world, crops up right outside of the lab where they were engineering the exact virus in a bat, cropped up in a bat, they want you to believe. And now, despite having gone 100 years previously, between the 1918 Spanish flu and COVID, now every 6 months, there's a new deadly disease that's going to sweep the world and kill us all. Isn't that amazing? We go 100 years without this phenomenon. And since 4 years ago, there's been 6 of them. There's a couple possibilities. Either the obvious that these are not earth-shattering, world-changing global pandemics, even, in their potential, and that this is just a trauma response, like a psychological trauma response to people primed to be fearful of another COVID destroying their lives, which I think is probably the most likely thing to happen. Right, it's kind of like, here's an embarrassing admission for you. Yesterday when I was when I woke up in the morning and was backing out of my driveway, I backed right into my neighbor's truck. I backed right in. I wasn't paying attention. His big steel bumper on his truck, and I just backed right into it. And it wasn't bad. But I back out of my driveway, back out of driveways or parking spots 10,000 times, never think twice about it. I back up, I scrape my car on my neighbor's car. And now every time I'm backing up, I'm like looking around. I'm like convinced I'm going to hit something again. Because even though something can happen 1,000 times and never have a problem, when it does have a problem, you're convinced that from then on, you're going to hit something every time you back up. It's kind of like that. We lived in close proximity and widely traveled for 100 years. And then COVID happens and we're convinced that every sniffle is the new massive plague. So there could just be a psychological component to this. There obviously is, and they're playing on that clearly. But it's also equally possible that they are releasing new viruses that they're manufacturing in labs. A perfectly viable possibility. There's also the possibility that the vaccine program, which permanently and mysteriously and sort of at this point inexplicably altered the function of our immune systems and inadequately protected against transmission of the disease, meaning that it encouraged and actually facilitated mutation in the disease and creating of more strains of the virus, and that this destruction of the immune system and mutation of the virus, like all of this combines together so that previously not dangerous diseases are now operating in a new and broken landscape in which they can infect humans, can become more dangerous, can get past what was previously a strong firewall of immune systems, which has been degraded and destroyed, and now there's openings and vulnerabilities for which these diseases could break through. There's lots of possibilities here. But we're observing the phenomenon of a lack of massive deadly pandemics for 100 years. Suddenly they're everywhere. Is it a psychological thing? Is it all disinformation? Are they diseases that are being engineered and spread deliberately? Is it a consequence of the vaccine program combined with the unnatural geoengineered pandemic that itself could have changed the spectrum of human immune systems to a very large degree? I mean, an impossible to judge degree. It could be any of these things. And they're definitely letting you know that you should be scared. Dr. Danny Altman, professor of immunology at Imperial College London, told The Telegraph, "We should definitely be worried. Things are changing and may become unstoppable." Although potentially deadly, the ECDC said fatal outcomes are extremely rare and recovery from the disease is common. In most cases, symptoms subside within 4 days. Outbreaks of the virus to date have been reported in several countries in South America, Central America, and the Caribbean. In 2024, specific outbreaks have been recorded in Brazil, Bolivia, Colombia, Peru, and most recently in Cuba. But this time, it's becoming unstoppable and going to kill us all. Stay calm and take your vaccines. Stay calm and take your vaccines and put a mask on your child. Trust the science. Speaking of trusting the science, I thought this was interesting. And I don't know if this was what Elon Musk intended this post to be, but Peter Sweden posted a picture of Bill Gates, an AI picture of Bill Gates for some reason, which is one thing I don't understand about AI. Why would you use AI to make a picture of somebody when you have pictures of that person? Anyway, I won't get off on a tangent, but for some reason, there's an AI-generated picture of Bill Gates. It says, "Did you know that Bill Gates is behind 88% of all philanthropic donations to the WHO? He's also donated over $319 million to the mainstream media." Elon Musk responds to this, "Wow, so he basically controls the WHO and the media." Now, I could just be bringing this up as a one-off. It could just be exactly what it looks like. I think in context of how the mainstream media has been talking about Elon Musk, I think you should go a little bit more in this vein. After all, after his discussion with Donald Trump, there was headline after headline, story after story, talking about how Elon Musk is a power-hungry billionaire who's seeking to have the most influence of anyone ever. And it's dangerous to let this one, you know, uncontrolled individual use his billions of dollars to gain power. But they don't care. They don't actually care. What Elon Musk does, he does in the open. The power that he wields is predicated on his ability to make profit in for-profit corporations. If his decisions as CEO aren't leading the company to success, he'll be replaced. If he's not delivering what customers want, his policies won't lead to success, and he'll be replaced. Everything he's doing is out in the open, up front, and the effect that he's able to have is mitigated naturally by the structure of capitalism. Bill Gates, on the other hand, wields unelected, unrestrained control over these international bodies, supposedly charities, these non-governmental organizations, for which there's no profit motive, so their behavior is completely unmoored to any wider, you know, public acquiescence. Right? The public doesn't have to approve of what he's doing. Customers don't have to approve of what he's doing. He just orders them what to do and they do it, which would be fine, except that these charities, these NGOs, they aren't just giving money to poor people. They aren't just feeding the hungry or housing the unhoused. They're operating as a de facto supra government, international lawmaking bodies. So will people complain about Elon Musk using his power and influence and money to buy a social media platform and then have opinions on it? They are gleeful. They're happy. They're in full support of somebody like Bill Gates pouring hundreds of millions and billions of dollars to take control of things like the World Health Organization, which until we stopped it, we're on the verge of having a pandemic agreement that would subjugate all national governments under agreements to do whatever the WHO says and be severely punished with sanctions if they refuse. So if these people are even remotely honest when they write their articles, if they're seemingly sincere protestations of outrage at the fact a billionaire can be using his money to gain so much power like Elon Musk does in, again, buying a website and then typing things on it, sharing memes on a website. Oh, no. Oh, he's donating to a political campaign in full view of everybody in a well-publicized fashion. He's having a public discussion with a candidate. This is outrageous to them because, of course, they are just so against billionaires, these unelected corporate industrial magnates controlling the fate of us poor peasants. If they're so outraged by this, they're barking up the wrong tree. And obviously, they're not outraged by it. They're completely in favor of it. And I think it's a good tactic. I think this is what Elon Musk should focus on. He just had this big discussion with Trump. There's a lot of, you know, there's always something around Elon Musk. He's always sort of setting he's really Trumpian, sort of. And this was the big secret behind Trump's success in 2016 is he would set the agenda. It would be something he did, something he said, an event he held that everybody would talk about and try to recontextualize, and they were all playing catch up to Trump. They do the same to Elon Musk. They don't ever quite know what he's going to do, so they can't exactly head him off and prevent him from doing things. So he does something and they have to react. I think it'd be great now if he just went on a tear exposing Bill Gates and George Soros and put it very explicitly in context of, oh, the mainstream media doesn't like billionaires having power. Well, here's the people really using their power and wealth to impose their will on an unwilling populace, to have their way and to gain power in a totally undemocratic, shadowy, plutocratic influence network. I'd like to see him do more of that. I don't know if he will. I think there's a certain camaraderie amongst billionaires. Like, there's so few of them. And that's kind of the thing with, like, flying in Jeffrey Epstein's plane. You know, for some people like Bill Gates, where it's like, oh, I visited the island 30 times in my life. It's like, okay, that's a little bit excessive. For other people, like, I think Trump flew in his plane, and it's just like, they just offered to let me fly his plane. I didn't know the guy, but I flew his plane. It's like, yeah, it's kind of what billionaires just do. They kind of are like that. They all know each other. And they do things like share private jets as a matter of courtesy. So maybe he doesn't want to, like, really make too explicit of enemies of these people, but I think it'd be great if he said, hey, you know, a lot of media out there is very concerned that me as a billionaire has some influence. Well, let's talk about the real billionaires with influence. Let's talk about the way money can really impose will, impose restrictions and policies on people without their complicity. I think that would be a great thing to go after. And, you know, the media is so dishonest. I don't know if there's anything that you could throw in front of them that would even cause them to stumble. They will, without hesitation, I guarantee you, just write article after article talking about what a great and beautiful thing it is when billionaires control everything. But again, for those with a sliver of honesty left in their cold, heartless carcasses, it'll be funny to see them try to justify why their billionaires are actually, it's actually good when they control things. So I'd like to see Elon Musk go for that. And I was just thinking about this the other day since I mentioned it. What is the exact number of times Bill Gates has been to Jeffrey Epstein's island? So I was just thinking about it again, that like there are places, because I made this point on the show before, but you know, we probably have a lot of new viewers now. And you need to really put into context how often Bill Gates went to Jeffrey Epstein's island. And the way I think about it is like this. Ever since I was a little kid, my grandparents lived in Southwest Colorado, a little tiny town. And I know that town like the back of my hand. I've seen it grow from a humble little main street to, you know, a tourist destination. I know all the shops. I know who owns the shops. I know where the new builds are going in. I know, you know, when and where different structures, but it's like a second home to me. I've been to that town less than Bill Gates has been to Jeffrey Epstein's island. Think about places that you've been in your life that you know like the back of your hand, that you have a real close connection to. Have you been there 20 to 30 times? Like a place that's not your home, a place that's in a city other than where you live. Have you been anywhere 20 or 30 times? I don't know. We used to go every year. So I guess when I was young, I probably went 15 times. You know, since I became an adult, I've probably been up there 5 or 6 times. So I just want to put into context, like when Bill Gates just like, I never knew the guy. I don't really know. Really? Because you've been to his island more than I've been to my grandparents' house. So how close were you really? How close were you really? I have to say, out of all, you know, sometimes we have really major, powerful and gratifying victories in the info war. Election of Donald Trump obviously stands out. There have been a lot where it's like something happens or something is revealed and it's like vindication for what we've been saying. What's happened to Bill Gates has been more subtle. There hasn't been a major event, but this is also how victory looks in the info war. The slow turning of opinion. There wasn't a time you could point to where you say people liked Bill Gates before this and don't like him now. But if you remember in 2020, they were parading Bill Gates around like he was hope of the universe. Now they don't trot him out very much. Nobody likes him anymore. We have destroyed this man's reputation by telling the truth about him. People are finally realizing it.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't thought to use ChatGPT for it yet. It was sort of the perfect example how this type of AI can be useful. I feel like sometimes when we cover stories, I feel like expressing what's going on. Like I feel inadequate to express, you know, what we're really talking about here. Yesterday, we covered the fact that in addition to last week's $3.5 billion for weaponry to Israel, this week we're sending them another $20 billion. When you're talking about the stock market or military, you know, these numbers get thrown around sometimes. I think it's a good use of ChatGPT to try to visualize exactly how much money that really is. And of course, what you hear is that it's not really giving $20 billion to Israel. We don't write them a check for $20 billion and send it in a birthday card, right?
it's actually an investment in America. Actually, it's beneficial for America because that's $20 billion injected into our defense industry because all the money just gets spent at American weapon manufacturers. And what they like to say is, so it's like you're not even giving us money. You're just giving yourself money, which is, of course, absurd. If I give you a car, but I pay myself for the car, I've still just given you a car. Okay? It doesn't make any sense. Now, in kind of an ironic way, domestic weapon manufacturing is kind of the only major manufacturing domestic industry we have anymore. And in a very real way, our economy is propped up entirely by war. But it doesn't have to be. And if we're going to spend $20 billion of our money, sure, $20 billion worth of weapons manufacturing jobs, that's a lot of jobs. $20 billion of building elementary schools also creates $20 billion worth of jobs. It's not like spending it on the military-industrial complex somehow better than spending it on anything else. I'd rather we not spend the $20 billion on anything, but if we're going to spend it, what could we buy for ourselves? What are the American people giving up for the privilege of being Israel's attack dog? So I thought I'd ask ChatGPT. I said, make a list of big ticket items that I could buy that cost $20 billion total. Luxury yachts. You could buy 10 super yachts at $100 million each, 15 large private jets at approximately $100 million each. You could buy a luxury skyscraper in a major city like New York or London for around $2 billion. So, you know, 10 skyscrapers. That's pretty cool. It'd be pretty cool to have like 10 state-of-the-art skyscrapers. Like 10 major American cities could get a new landmark building. But, no, sorry, we have to blow up Palestinian children. You could buy a large private island for just $500 million. Acquire several high-end properties in prime locations around the world totaling $1.5 billion. And let me make it clear. The $20 billion includes all of these things. I'm not saying $20 billion could get us 10 super yachts. I'm saying you'd get 10 super yachts and 15 private jets and a luxury skyscraper in every major city in America and a private island worth $500 million and several high-end properties in prime locations around the world totaling $1.5 billion. That'd probably get you like, I don't know, maybe a dozen castles. You'd probably get about a dozen castles for that. You could buy a mid-sized tech company and several other smaller startups totaling $2 billion. So you got to pad these numbers somehow. $20 billion is so big, you got to just start throwing in like, I don't know, how about $1 billion company? Like, we got to just start getting rid of billions here. So $1 billion company, which, you know, it's like the top 1.0001% of all companies. Just throw that in as well. You could get 20 Super Bowl commercials. Throw that on for fun. You could fund several trips to space with private companies like SpaceX or Blue Origin, totaling around $500 million. Purchase several high-end sports teams, such as the NBA, NFL, or Premier League club, each valued at around $3 billion. High-end jewelry, you can invest in a collection of rare and exquisite jewelry pieces valued around $500 million. Philanthropic endeavors, fund major charitable initiatives or global humanitarian projects totaling $1 billion. Man, could you imagine? Can you imagine what you could accomplish with just $1 billion in charity? $1 billion. You give 1,000 people $1 million and just go make the world a better place. That's $1 billion. Do that 20 times. Imagine how much better the world would be. Imagine how much better the world would be if instead of giving this money to Lockheed Martin to create missile systems to bomb the already destroyed rubble in Gaza, what if instead you just gave that money to literally anybody else? Just anybody, just on the street. What if you had $20,000 million checks? Maybe that's the way you need to think about it. $20,000. So imagine like the thickest book you've ever seen. Imagine like, you know, what was I think like Harry Potter and the fourth Harry Potter, whatever the longest one, like gets close to 1,000 pages, right? So like the thickest book you can imagine. Imagine every page of that is $1 million check, and you have 20 of those. Every page of 20 Harry Potter books is $1 million check. Imagine what you could accomplish just walking around handing that out to people, right? Which would make the world a better place? Spending that money on bombing Gazan children or just handing it out to a dude on the street and going, spend this on something other than yourself. It's like impossible to imagine. Imagine the no-kill animal shelters and the community gardens and the libraries and the elementary schools and the sports teams and the after-school programs. Just imagine what an average person could do with that. You could, of course, finance major blockbuster films or a large film studio, each film or studio costing around $500 million. Innovative infrastructures, investing groundbreaking infrastructure projects such as advanced public transportation, public transit systems, or sustainable energy initiatives totaling $3 billion. So all of these together would equal about $20 billion. Buying sports teams and castles and trips to the moon. And if you want to think about it in elementary school sizes, and maybe that's how we should do it. Maybe instead of saying that America gave Israel $20 billion worth of weapons this week, what if instead we framed it as America sent Israel 1,333 elementary schools worth of weapons? 1,333 schools could have been built with the money that we sent to Israel. The most advanced, like all-in-one school, high school, middle school, like what about just like top of the line, state of the art, finest material available? How many schools could you build? About 10 a state. About 10 per state. Imagine every state in America getting some brand new learning institution for 10 of its cities. Imagine what a positive effect that would have. Imagine what we could do with the energy and the prosperity and the capability that we have to exert. And this is maybe what makes me hate the New World Order more than anything else. The squandering of potential, the wasted effort, the energy that goes towards nothing but wanton, hopeless destruction. We could be doing, and we could be so much more.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy in the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart, cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our Nitric Boost is sold out. They have their Nitric Boost. They even let us use their name Nitric Boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go ahead and give out the phone number now. Take your calls throughout this segment and the next hour. Give us a call, 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Us a call now. One thing that we have not really looked into that I just saw the headliner before going on air is the extradition order for Kim.com. I think I had a story of that because I want to find out what that's about. First thing I saw was, wait, did I give out the number? I think I did, right? 1-877-789-2539. I don't know. It's such a habit now. It's one of those things. I do it and don't even notice that I did it. I think I did. 1-877-789-2539. The first thing I saw was Kim.com posting that there had been a successful, you know, extradition order passed to extradite him to the United States from New Zealand. And he published that with like a winky face saying, I got some tricks up my sleeve. Which I'm very interested in. I'm interested to know what tricks he has. What he's intending to do. Let's find out what this is all about, shall we? Justice Minister signs extradition order for mega upload founder 12 years after FBI ordered raid over file sharing site. Kim.com is facing criminal charges relating to the defunct file sharing website Mega Upload is to be extradited to the U.S., the New Zealand Justice Minister said, which could end more than a decade of legal wrangling. Germanborn.com has New Zealand residency and has been fighting extradition to the U.S. since 2012 after the FBI ordered raid on his Auckland mansion. The High Court in New Zealand first approved his extradition in 2017, with an appeals court reaffirming the finding a year later. In 2020, the country's Supreme Court again affirmed the finding but opened the door for a fresh round of judicial review. Now, the Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith has signed an extradition order for .com, a spokesperson said on Thursday. Dotcom posted on X Tuesday, the obedient U.S. colony in the South Pacific just decided to extradite me for what users uploaded to Mega Upload and what appears to be a reference to the extradition order. He did not reply further to requests for comment. As well as copyright infringement. So I guess it's copyright infringement. They didn't actually say that. Sorry, I'm just reading over the article that I just read. You would think they would have mentioned this. As well as copyright infringement, .com faces more serious... Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, they never say, this is a matter of copyright infringement. Then later in the article, they're like, as well as copyright... All right, so apparently it has to do with copyright infringement. Like, all he said was that it's for what users uploaded to Mega Upload. And that's what I remember, is that this had to do with people uploading, like, movies to Mega Upload and sharing it that way. As well as copyright infringement, .com faces a more serious charge, including money laundering and racketeering. He's long argued that he should not be held liable for copyright infringement carried out using his website, a file sharing service that allowed users to upload content and share the link with others to download. He says New Zealand copyright law makes it clear ISP cannot be criminally held liable for the actions of their users, and that after the High Court first ruled against him, unless you're Tim Kim.com, he said in a quote. They say, under New Zealand law, this conduct could be categorized as a type of fraud. U.S. authorities say .com and three other Mega Upload executives cost film studios and record companies more than $500 million by encouraging paying users to store and share copyrighted material, which generated more than $175 million in revenue for the site. They only cost film studios $500 million? Well, I'm sorry, where are the extradition orders for the producers of the new Star Wars movies? Hollywood loses $1 billion as a matter of course every couple of months now. It turns out the real threat to the film industry wasn't people sharing good content. It was hiring people to create bad content. They're just mad now that nobody wants to download. Nobody wants to pirate their... Nobody's even bothering to get their stuff for free anymore. They wish they could go back to a time where people were eager to download and pirate and share the latest Hollywood production. And more people would actually watch the movies now. I mean, how much did they pay for the rights to Star Wars? They paid over $1 billion, right? Hey, you could add that to our list of things that we could buy instead of sending missiles to the Middle East. You could have bought the Star Wars franchise with the change you have left over. But they've run that into the ground. That cost them $1 billion. Oh, $4 billion. I'm sorry, $4 billion. So, I mean, Kathleen Kennedy has cost film production companies more than Kim.com ever could in his wildest dream. So, I guess this is mostly just about the copyright infringement. I'm just looking at it now. The site was formerly based in Hong Kong until 2012, when the U.S. seized the domain names and shut down the website. But it survived, launching in 2013 as Mega with a New Zealand domain name. .com has no involvement in the company since at least 2015, and now bills itself as an online privacy service and is run by a New Zealander, Shane Tipu, also known as Shane Phillips, who joined as the human resources director. But this has to be taken in context with other similar cases, obviously, such as Julian Assange extended legal battles to extradite people for what they posted online. Lots of similarities there. While Kim.com wasn't exposing state secrets, he was providing secure platforms for people to upload things beyond the reach of censorship or surveillance, which is very threatening to people whose entire existence relies on their careful manipulation and control of information flow. But not just that, there's all of the controversy around X and Elon Musk and Thierry Breton threatening Elon Musk and going after social media companies in the UK saying that social media companies will be criminally charged if information is shared there and they don't act to take it down. It's about circumventing restrictions, constitutional restrictions here in America and around the world, where they limit the government's ability to silence you, censor you, surveil you, look through your digital papers. They're setting up the most convenient setup for them, and what they're trying to establish is a structure in which the private companies are working on behalf of the powers that be, working on behalf of the government, which itself is working on behalf of the banks. So what they're trying to set up is that instead of needing legal recourse, requiring a legal process to take down information, they want to send a very clear signal to the owners and operators of digital services, cloud hosting, all that sort of stuff. And they're saying the president of, you have to control what your people say. You have to be our enforcers. You have to censor and silence or provide the information of the users of your site, or you will go to jail. So better safe than sorry. You censor for us. You actively surveil and control what people are posting to your site, or it'll be you that pays the price. So it's about outsourcing censorship, outsourcing control, outsourcing surveillance to the private companies, and making it very clear that if you don't go along as a private company, that's just not a choice you have. You will be sent to jail for that. You will be extradited. There's nowhere you can go to escape. They're predicating it on copyright infringement, I'm sure. We're going to go to your phone calls in the next hour. I do once again beg, implore, and beseech you to go to InfoWarsStore.com for your own good, dang it. Sure, it keeps us on the air. Yeah, it keeps the New World Order on the back foot. Yes, we're in a extremely tenuous period right now where the survival of InfoWars is at stake and your contribution is more important than ever. Those are all great reasons. But the number one reason is because the products are great and you'll appreciate them and like them and probably buy them again when you see how good they are. And this is the thing, there are, like, I realize, in its primordial sense, like, the InfoWars setup really is the only possible future for media. And other people are doing this, but it's very simple. You have a store where you produce things, and it is the engine that funds the media outlet. So you don't sell advertising to anybody, and you don't advertise your products anywhere else. But instead of just running a supplement store to make money selling supplements, all of that money gets funneled back into a media outlet. This is the funding system of the future, just like this is the news of the future, InfoWarsStore.com.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show. We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.